Easter has become either too busy or too focused on the fun stuff. Instead of the important events from the Bible, the Walking with Jesus series will show you why Holy Week matters and how Jesus' story can impact your life in a new way.
Walking with Jesus, an 8-day exploration through Holy Week. Day 1, Palm Sunday. Fan or follower? Today marks the beginning of the most important week in human history. Over 8 pivotal days, Jesus will go from being welcomed into the city of Jerusalem as the Messiah, God's promised deliverer, to enduring a farce of a trial, being scourged within an inch of his life, and facing the ultimate indignity of dying on a Roman cross between 2 common criminals. But thankfully for us, this holiest of weeks doesn't end with the death of Jesus. Sunday will come, and with it, Jesus' decisive victory over sin, death, and the powers of evil. Together, let's journey through the events of those momentous 8 days, the week that would change the world forever. Before Easter Sunday, there was Palm Sunday. Jesus knows his death is drawing near. In fact, he predicted it to the disciples in the 16th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. From then on, Jesus began to tell his disciples plainly that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem and that he would suffer many terrible things at the hands of the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law. He would be killed, but on the 3rd day, he would be raised from the dead. Matthew 16:21. Of course, the disciples don't believe him. As Jesus prepares to enter the city of Jerusalem, we can imagine the words he shared about his death echoing in the disciples' minds. But they were quickly silenced. The people loved Jesus. The people are ready to declare Jesus as king. How could he go from that level of adoration to a death sentence? Yeah, the religious leaders didn't like Jesus, but surely, they wouldn't go as far as to kill him. Would they? As he enters the city riding on a donkey colt, the people laid down their garments for his path. Palm branches waved, and the words, "Praise God for the Son of David, blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord, praise God in highest heaven," Matthew 21:9, were shouted from every corner. This truly was a triumphal entry. Then Jesus made his way to the temple. Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out all the people buying and selling animals for sacrifice. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those selling doves. He said to them, "The scriptures declare, 'My temple will be called a house of prayer,' but you have turned it into a den of thieves." Matthew 21:12-13. The temple leadership was appalled. Who was this guy to tell them, God's chosen servants, what to do? He was out of line. More than being insulted, his actions renewed their belief that this Jesus had to be dealt with, and fast. As the events of Palm Sunday unfold, we see how quickly collective opinion can change. The first half of the day finds Jesus being lauded as the king apparent. The crowds are ready to place a crown on his head and worship him as Lord. But then Jesus decides to do what he does time and time in Scripture and in our own lives. He calls out hypocrisy. Jesus enters the temple, and seeing that people are using this house of worship for their own material gain, forcibly tells them to leave. The ones who were supposedly holier than everyone else, the religious leaders, were using the temple to make some extra cash. Jesus' radical act leads the crowd to rethink their initial praise. Is he the coming king, or is he simply an agitator? This first Sunday of Holy Week compels us to look at how we view Jesus. It's easy to praise and adore Jesus, much like the Jerusalem crowds did, when we feel like he approves of how we're living our lives or blesses our endeavors. In those moments, we can easily claim him as king of our lives. But it can be another thing entirely when everything seems to be going wrong, or we start to feel him calling us to change the way we are living or acting. Our response can tell us if we are followers of Jesus or simply fans for now. Are we waving palm branches and exclaiming, "Hosanna," only when all is right with the world? Do we brush Jesus off as soon as something rubs us the wrong way? It's easy to be a fan of Jesus. It's much harder to be a genuine follower who recognizes the King for who he is, one who has full authority over my life. This is a dilemma those around Jesus will face for themselves as Jesus' death draws ever nearer. Reflection question. Where are you in your relationship with Jesus this Palm Sunday? Are you a devoted follower only when it's easy, or do you acknowledge him as king regardless of the sacrifices? Is there any part of your life that you withhold from his authority? Take a moment to reflect and pray as we embark on this journey through Easter week.
If you'd like to receive a daily text during Holy Week, text the word Easter to 67101.